Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kate Bronstein, and here's what's happening. Visitors and residents alike getting lunch at Reading Terminal Market on Saturday were greeted by a display from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there to see the arrival of the Hell on Wheels pig truck.
That's the sound of real pigs recorded at a meat processing plant blaring from a speaker on PETA's Hell on Wheels truck as it was parked outside Reading Terminal Market.
Hell on Wheels is popping up at food festivals and restaurant districts like this one all across the country over the summer to confront consumers with the fact that 130 million pigs every single year are subjected to extremely horrific conditions.
Marnie Chambliss, who was driving the truck to a number of stops throughout Philly beyond its famed market, said pigs also often have their teeth pulled and tails clipped without anesthesia and are denied veterinary care.
There's choices we make every single day that can either contribute to the suffering or avoid causing that suffering.
The choice Chambliss suggested was going vegan and pointed people to PETA guides online to help. But Jay Tachandani said it's more about raising awareness.
We don't need a lot of perfect vegans. We just need a lot of imperfect vegans. Even that would help because it will cut down on some of the suffering that they're having.
In a statement, Reading Terminal Market said it respected the right of PETA to protest, but considered it ironic because the market announced this past week a major expansion of its vegan deli. Outside Reading Terminal Market, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania Senate passed a bipartisan bill aimed at protecting investments in Israel. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Bucks County Democratic Senator Steve Sanicero is co-prime sponsor of the bill in response to calls for BDS.
BDS, of course, standing for Boycott, Divest, and Sanction. The BDS movement began about 20 years ago by Palestinians and other actors in the Middle East that are hostile to Israel.
Co-sponsor Republican State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill says calls for BDS gained steam, especially in protests on college campuses after Israel responded to the Hamas attacks on October 7th.
These protesters want to threaten, to intimidate and bully the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and colleges across the state to divest its investments in Israel. And like Israel, we will not be bullied.
The bill would prohibit holdings in the Pennsylvania State Treasury or Commonwealth pension funds from boycotting or divesting from Israel and companies doing business with Israel. It would also withhold state funding from any institution of higher learning that boycotts or divests from Israel. Critics like Philadelphia Democrat Nikhil Saval say it prohibits a valuable tool of nonviolent protest. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Zoe Siswick is the athletic director at Science Leadership Academy in Philadelphia, and she's been in that role since 2019, and she's been at the high school since 2009, and also serves as a counselor and has coached softball and girls soccer. KYW's Matt Leon caught up with Siswick to talk about her career.
Siswick went to George Washington University for her undergrad after graduating from Central High School. She got a degree in international relations, but obviously eventually traveled a much different path.
So I went to Temple for my graduate program in counseling psychology. And then the first year I was at Temple, I was a graduate assistant in the athletics department. And so that really opened my eyes to the world of athletics outside of just kind of my personal experience playing. And I think I coached youth soccer a little bit in my early 20s just for fun. But that really opened my eyes to kind of the internal organization of all of it, and I fell in love with it.
You can listen to Zoe Siswick talk about a new role she's taking on within the Philadelphia Public League by checking out the latest episode of my podcast, One-on-One with Matt Leon. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Matt Leon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kate Bronstein. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.